All right, praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome back to our broadcast this evening. Hope and pray everybody's doing well out there in internet land, and we're grateful to have each one again
online and sharing out the page, sharing on your Facebook page, share the links to the let me get my microphone hooked up here. The links to the web page, all that good stuff. Let somebody come in and hear the word of the Lord tonight. We hope and pray everybody's doing well out there. Had an awesome day, had an awesome weekend. And so we're looking forward to another great week ahead. Be the will of the Lord again. And so we are excited about what all God is doing here at the church. And so we encourage you to come join us again as throughout the week, and looking forward to another great week. Be praying with us as well. Be praying with us as well as we continue to watch God build his church. Souls of men and women are coming, as new folks come. And so we are very excited about that, and new people, and mixed with the older generation, and mixed with some who haven't been in a while. So we miss those who haven't been in a while. Come on back. As the weather's turning for the better, the pandemic's turning for the better, we pray. And so come on now. Come on out to the house of the Lord and be blessed by Almighty God. Amen. And we want to give an opportunity to give as well. Again, we always say thank you, thank you, thank you in advance for the giving and supporting the work of the Lord, supporting the church, it keeps the lights on, keeps the heat going throughout the winter time. And so, again, but not only that, but it's your blessing as well, your blessing that you receive because you love the Lord. You give, people give because they love God. And so you be encouraged to pay your tithe, 10% and offering. And so you can do that through our website at www.myntcc.org/BrooklynNY. And also a text to give at 347-229-9933. That's 347-229-9933, as you see there. You can give that way. And also we have Zelle as well. Zelle, you can give through Zelle. It's the church email for Zelle. ntccbrooklynny@gmail.com. That's ntccbrooklynny@gmail.com for Zelle, if you want to give that way as well. So, all right, we say thank you for your giving. May the Lord truly bless you is our prayer. I want to come this evening out of the word of God, Psalms chapter 20. Psalms chapter 20, we'll look at, and I'll read to you in one of these glasses. I'll read to you verse 7. And we'll use that as a text, and then we'll go into the message. All right, let's go into it. The Bible says in verse 7, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Let's read it again. And this is 20, verse 7. Some trust in chariots. He says, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. So with the help of the Holy Spirit tonight, we'll be preaching a message this evening about the name of the Lord we trust. In the name of the Lord we trust. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank God for your mercy. Lord, we pray, God, that you can, God, bless in a mighty way. God, accomplish your divine work, your divine will, that it be done. God, we pray, God, that you can move, God, and touch souls of men and women, God, that have a need in their lives, Lord. And we ask you, Lord, to, God, speak to hearts and souls, God, as we break forth your word this evening. God, we give you praise and glory and honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You think about the name, there's something in a name. We share with you many times, again, when people are named, when kids are named, or our children are named, we went through a book that had a whole list of names, and picking a name for the children, and various times parents go through it, and really, believe it or not, most names have a meaning. Most names, not unless you make something up, but most names have a meaning. And so we look at that and the purpose behind it, and really there's a tag. That you put on someone, believe it or not, the name is power in name, and people, well, there's weight in name. There's a weight in name. There's a backing in name, powerful names. And when you hear a certain name, you are encouraged to begin to be moved because or persuaded by that name, backing of a name. And so we, as Christians tonight, we look at the name of the Lord. Bible talks about the name of the Lord. Amen. And so the psalmist here, David, that was writing, apparently they were going to war. They were in trouble, the Bible says. We're going to look at verse 1 here in a minute, but they were in trouble. Again, Israel was always in a fight because the devil hates Israel. The devil hates the land of Jerusalem, and which is the capital of God and his kingdom. Well, one day we'll see the new Jerusalem, looking forward to that. But the devil hates Israel. He hates every believer as well that would call on the name of the Lord. So what does he do? He fights and he fights and he fights. He does whatever.